Last winter, I took my daughter skiing for the first time. I am the kind of skier whose stopping method is a fancy maneuver I like to call falling over on purpose. Still, it seemed like a fun way to spend a Sunday. The thing is, we hadn't realized the day before Martin Luther King Jr. Day is the busiest of ski season. We wound up waiting for skis for hours. The weather was not on our side, and I didn't blame Sasha for complaining about it. She was cold, I was cold, everyone in line was cold. But after a while, her whining started grating on me, and I worried that it was getting on other people's nerves too. At first, I told her that I heard her. I knew it was freezing. But all we could do was hop around, wiggle our limbs, hug each other. Anything to stay as warm as possible. She cycled through those things quickly and ended with a prolonged, "I'm bored." Well, I was too. I started thinking, how can I make whining more fun? "If you're gonna whine," I told her, "you gotta sing the blues." She grabbed my arm and hung from it with all her weight, groaning at my suggestion. "Da-na-na-na," I sang, determined to make this work. She dragged me around in a circle by the hand, kicking at pebbles, but I kept going. I was standing outside, waiting on skis, freezing my butt off. "Someone help me, please. I got the freezing my butt off blues." At the word "butt," Sasha lit up, giggled. She loves the word "butt," B-U-T-T, so much. In fact, she's decided to always use that spelling, even when she knows it should be B-U-T. Because it's funnier, duh. Anyway, she was hooked. "Again, Mommy," she said. I sang another verse of the freezing my butt off blues, this time with a slight variation. Something about how waiting's the worst, and when you're in line, you want to be first. "Now me, Mommy," Sasha said. She chimed in with her own verse, which I'm sure didn't rhyme. But it didn't matter. She was well distracted from the situation at hand, the very situation she was singing about. We traded off singing lyrics and da-na-na-nas, laughing every time someone said "but." It's one of my favorite, most memorable parenting experiences, and it lasted maybe 15 minutes. Yeah, that's about how long I could stave off the whining. The triumph was brief, but it was major. Not only had I figured out a way to transform misery into fun, but Sasha had learned a new musical form, as well as a way to express her emotions creatively. And perhaps most important, she was entertaining me. Imaginative solutions, though, take energy. They take headspace. They take being well-rested enough to recognize you should be using your imagination in the first place. When you're so sleep-deprived, you can't even remember the last time you brushed your teeth and another person starts screaming in your face, all you can think is, "No! Just no more. Stop." You don't have the patience to take one more step and think, how can I make this situation more fun? In my early days of motherhood, that's certainly where I was at. I wanted Sasha's cries to magically stop. I mean, if I could soothe her, great. That was the warmest, fuzziest maternal feeling in the world. But when I was spinning my wheels and the screaming kept going, I was left with, "No!" You can't slip creativity into "no." Remember that moment I told you about when nothing would calm my kid and I felt a terrifying urge to throw her? It's no wonder I felt that way. Studies show that infant cries are effective because they motivate a parent to act, to keep this helpless being alive. But in some extreme cases, those cries backfire and spark such intensely negative emotions that they can trigger abuse. Chronic sleep deprivation also causes us to have a better recollection of distressing memories than happy ones. Sleep deprivation plus baby cries equals a dangerous cocktail. Clearly, as a species, we need peace. We need quiet. We need moments to shut our eyes, to concentrate on what we're doing, to reflect on what the hell has happened to our lives, to pass out. And that is why we desperately need some wins to soothe our kids. Because hopefully those wins will soothe us too.